We are learning Maseches Bamatzia Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting on the bottom, two lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Omar Mar, Hosom de Kotovile, the case of the five chevra go over to one person, say, each guy says, you stole from me $100. What's he saying? What's he answering back? Is he Kaifak? What's he saying? What's the ganev? We call him the ganev. What's he tying? Rav Yehuda Marav Halosha Isik. He's quiet. He's quiet. He doesn't know. Rav Masta Marav Halosha Tzaveach. He is screaming and he's saying that I don't know who you are. I know Tak, I stole $100, but I have no idea who you guys are. That's what he's saying. Samadhi Amar Halosha Tzaveach, that the guy is screaming and saying, I don't know who you guys are. But he holds, if you're quiet, then Shtika Kaidav. Shtika Kaidav. If he's quiet, it means he owes all five of them because he's quiet. He can say, why am I quiet whenever you got today for me? I have no idea. Maybe it's you. I only owe $100. The reason why I'm quiet is because I'm not sure it's not you. Maybe it is you. But I only owe $100. Therefore, it's not called Shtika Kahida. Amamar. Meniach Gezela Beneim Umistalki. According to Rab Tarfin, what's the halacha? You put the Geneva in front of them, and you say, here, go fight it out. I'm not chayv more than this. Freyti Gemara, v'shakle kule v'azli, where they all grab it and run. V'amarav av v'azav d'amarav, kol sofi kinuach, l'chatchil lo yitol, v'mnota lo yachza. We learned on Purim's daf, we learned that if something goes sofi kinuach, something is a sofi kinuach, which means you are walking down the street, and you see something that looks like a maid is put down and has no simon. You see a very nice Mavada watch with no simon on it sitting there. So what you do? Should you pick it up? It's not a good idea to pick it up. Because if you pick it up, you can't give it back to anyone who has no simon. And now you just caused the guy a loss because the guy was going to come back and get it. It looks like you put it down. So even for Safi Kenuach, you leave it there. Kol Safi Kenuach, lechatchil lo yitol. Don't pick it up. Ve'im natal, lo yachzir. If you pick it up, you cannot return it. Which means that you have to leave it in Bezdin, like Rashi says. From not lo yachzer, so Rashi says in the end of the mask of not lo yachzer, that the high lo yachzer, lo yishesh, lo yikamar, don't be kar besuros yodai. You picked it up, eminuachu, you picked up a yisura. Alma midi de mesafkalo on the maniyu, tzarcha nicha Bezdin, tzarcha nicha beyad mishahu, achis baradova. You leave it in his hand until it's a spar. So here, by the case of the Gneva, how do you put it down in a place where it could be chopped up? L'chari, you're responsible to hold on to it until you find the rightful owner. Just like by Aveda, you have to hold on until the rightful owner. Here also, you have to hold on to it until you find the rightful owner. Amar Rav Safra, you're right. V'yaniach. According to Rav Tarfin, says that you put it in front of them. It doesn't mean you leave it on the floor in front of them, let them fight over it. Like a grab the salami. It's not what it means. Means that you put it in front of Bezdin and you say, okay, I'm putting the money to Bezdin. When you guys figure it out, you'll take it. Avadi don't put it on the floor and let them grab it. That's not what it means. So I'm thinking about Rav Aita. I'm like Abai L'Rava. Me, Omer Rav Akiva. So we know Rav Akiva argues on Taf and he says, Lo yuzu ha-derech mo'itziyah samadei aveira. Doesn't help. This is not the way to save yourself from aveira. It's not the way to do it. When you hand over things to five people and you put one there, that's not a way to mekayim your mitzvah shavas hagzeil. You have to give each one back money. You have to give each one of the five back $100. We say that even though it's a suffix and he definitely does not owe $500, we still make him pay $500. We still say, according to our kiva, that if you want to mekayim your mitzvah, you have to give all $500. And we're moisi money. V'raminu, may I ask you a kasha on that? Astir Rabbi Kiva himself. V'raminu, what about a case where nofal abayis olov va'al imoy? Now, the halacha is, let's say there's a lady, she doesn't have a husband, and she has a son. Now, this lady is a very wealthy lady, and she has one son. Now, if her son dies before her, then when she dies, you know who's Yerusher? Not the son's Yerushim. Her Yerushim are Yerusher. Her brother, her father are Yerusher first. So it's a big difference when a mother and the son die, who died first. It's a very similar case would be when a husband and a wife get killed together with the same shiloh, if there's no kids. Who died first? Does the husband's yerushim get the lady's money, or the lady's yerushim get the lady's money? Same type of shiloh. Because in the case of husband and wife,
father and son.
A father and son always goes to the father's family anyway. So it goes to the next yerush anyway. If a father and son,
it always goes
grandchildren anyway. Grandchildren, yeah, grandchildren go before the brothers, yeah, because the brachar davur. So therefore, it's only against the type of case with a mother. So here, the mother will, because the mishpacha here of the lady is wants to know who died first over here. Love al imoy. So here was a son and a mother, and it's a big child who died first. Because if the mother died first, what happened was the son was yerush the mother, and now the son's yerushim get the yerushia, basically get the money. If the son died first, then the imoy's nechasim go to the yerushim. So Yarshia ben Oimrim ha'im meisa reshoina. The Yarshia ben say that the mother died first. By the way, if you hear also, if the son had a child, probably he would go first also. Very possible. You have to see the law of the Yarshia. But in this case, it's a very clear case. He has, let's say, brothers. He has brothers. He doesn't have father, he has brothers. This guy has brothers.
Brothers from the father.
From the father, yeah. Brothers from the father. So here, Yarshia ben Oimrim, the Yarshia ben say that ha'im meisa reshoina. The mother died first. And therefore, the son was Yerush, and we're getting all that Yerusha. The Yerusha, Eimai, Mirma Ben Beis Rishon. So, Allah is, Eilu Ve'ilu, both Beshameh, Beisila, Amoidim, Shiachleiku. The Allah is, you make it Yachleiku. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, Va'am Rabbi Kiva, Moidani Bezazu, I am Moidan in this case, even in other cases he argues. And Rashi says, we're not getting into other cases, just concentrating what it says over here. Va'am Rabbi Kiva, Moidani Bezu, Shanachosim Becheskosim. That the Nechosim stay wherever the Chazaka is. Which you mean it's not Yachleiku. It will stay Becheskas Ha'im and Becheskas Ha'ben. Everything stays in the Chazaka. So what do you see? So the Kasha is that you see that by Gzela, we don't leave the money Becheskasam. Because of a Safik, we still might see. And here, we leave it Becheskasam, even though it's a Safik. Even though... Huh? Becheskasam
means she has a diamond ring.
Yeah, she has a diamond ring. She holds on to a diamond ring. It stays in the main. She's dead, right? It stays in her family. That's where the chazak is. Her family is the chazak, is the muhsik. It stays in her family because that's where, that's the vadai. That's the son's zafik. That's the vadai. It stays by the vadai. It stays by the chazakasim. Stays where it is. It stays in the family that it is. So there, that's the chazakasim. So you see, you go watch the chazaka. Ah, Mustoma, that's what you're trying to ask is that the chayr is no dimyan. Maybe gzela is different. We said before on Amud Aleph that gzela is a knas. So here's not gzela. So maybe that's the difference. The mashal asked that kasha. The mashal has different terms. Amalei. So more answers. We have a stira. Stira Rakiv himself. By Gzela, Rakiv says you have to give all five. When it comes to this case where someone died, he says you go b'cheskasam. What's the chil? Amalei hasam shema v'shema. There it says b'cheskasam. So both of them are both families. There are mesupik who died first. They don't really know. Gezla echam v'chamisha bari v'shema. By Gezla chamisha, each guy who's tiny that you stole from me is a bari, and the bari v'shema, bari adav. Therefore, they all get their chelik. Frei the Gemara b'masisim da'acha Amar. L'shnayim gezalti, Omer l'shnayim. Someone says two people gezalti lechem again, mana. They're the shema v'shemahu. Both guys who are being, they're not really being tevei. Really, both guys who are getting the money don't know. Viktani noises them as a money, even though they're shema, they're still getting $100. So what's that? You see, shema v'shemahu, he's still getting $100. Umamai derkivi, who's our mishnah derkiva? The Ktani Allah Dahi, because it says on this din of the Mishnah, Moide Rab Tarfin, Ba'imer L'Shnayim Gzat Lechakem Mana, Ve'in Deiz Mekem, that each give each guy a mana. Now who's Rab Tarfin Moide to? To his Bar Plukta. Who's his Bar Plukta? Rabbi Kiva. Lama Moide, Rabbi Kiva, Bar Plukta. So you see that Rabbi Kiva agrees to Allah and Rabbi Mishnah, even though it's a Shema. We're saying now that the case of the dying, the father, mother and son dying is a Shema, that's why it's Cheskasam. And the case of the five people Teveya the Gzela, they're buried, that's why they get it. Here is even by Shema, they both get money. Umemai. Both. That's what I'm saying, both. Moedir Tarfin, Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah, in the case of our Mishnah. They both hold about Mishnah. Both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfin both agree, each one gets $100. If the Eilim remembers Mamar Aleph, why Rav Tavra holds to get $100 there, then you'll know. Shtikl Teretz of the Gemara here, but I'm not going to give it out until the Gemara says it. Umamai. So, really, because you have to know if you're Rav Tavra, why Taka get $100? Why isn't it five? It's a good cash. The Gemara has to cash Mamar Aleph. But we'll get to in a second. Umamai. So now, the cash is like this, that Rav Kiva holds by Shema Tzchaskasa. And only by Bari you get $100. That's what I'm saying. So why in our Mishnah, they both get $100? So my the Shema v'Shema Ava. Who said our Mishnah Shema? Maybe each guy's tithing that you owe me $100. Chadad le'tani tov ma'aseh. Doesn't say in our Mishnah that they were teveya. It's number one. Va'oid ha'tani arvchiyim afurish that zelmini zelmini eini yedeya. Zelmini eini yedeya. They're both saying the arvchiyim says pshat arbrayt was. They both say they don't know. And still you have to give $100 each one. So what's going on with it? And for the Gemara the Teretz Amar Aleph ha'kimna law of a ball laws of Shemayim. You're right. Our Mishnah doesn't mean you really have to give $100. The guy wants to be Yotzeh De Shemayim, and that's why he's giving $100 to each person. And that's why Rabbi Kiva says it over here. Rabbi Kiva only would say by Bari. But here is Ba Lotzeh De Shemayim. Omle Rabbi Naravashi. Omi Omer Rava. Did Rava really say that Kol B'Shtei Kricha is Havel LeMeidak? We said a Yisoyed Omer Aleph, which Tosef is right this Gemara, that this did not fall off, even after Ba Lotzeh De Shemayim. And like we spoke at Tosef on Omer Aleph, that even by Balas Hashemayim, still, if you're not mechuyev to remember, then you're not mechuyev. So Rav is the biggest side. That if you're not mechuyev to know who's who, you only have to give one. So frankly, what did Rav say that? I'm going to let you know Rav me, I'm a Rav called B'shtei Krichas Havali Meidak. If it's two Krichas, you have to be Meidak. If it's one Krichas, you don't have to. V'am a Rav, V'tem Rav Papa, Kol Moidim, B'shnayim Shafkidu Eitzah Raya, Shavniach Raya B'nei Amistalik. The Lach is when two people give a behemoth to a Raya, and then they come back, and each one says that one's mine. Let's say it was one gave one behemoth, one gave two behemoths. So now each come and say, two is mine, the two is mine. The halacha is, the roya says, here's each of you have one, and the extra one I'm putting in the middle. So you see that even when he should have known who's giving it to him, still you don't have to. On Malay, the case there was, he shouldn't have known. You deposited it without him knowing. You brought it to his right. Brought it to right without him knowing. Zok the bottom taisus, lav dafka the bottom taisus, lav dafka shloim midaita. The claim is shloibiri osa shalroya. That's what you can't say loim midaita because how we know to watch it. But you called him on the phone. He told him, "I'm bringing over a behemoth to you." And one guy put two, one guy put one, and he had no idea. He just knows he has three new behemoths. He has no idea who brought it here, and therefore, such a case, he's not mechuyev to know. So the Gemara writes, then the Mishnah, in the end part of the Mishnah, there were two cases. Either Shtayim Shefkidui Mana, or two people gave a Keli. V'chein Shnei Kelim. Echad Yofa Mana, v'echad Yofa Elav Zuz. So why do you need two cases? They're both the same exact Machlokes. Rav Yosi and the Rabbanon. Rabbanon say that the extra is Yehei Munach. According to Rav Yosi, he says, Im Kei Mahev Sarama, he says, everything is Yehei Munach. V'tzricha. Diash minach kamaisa, bahi kamri rabbanon v'shem leka pseida. I've just said the first case. The rabbanon say that you give each one 100 and the other 100 to heimunach. Why? Because no one's losing anything. Av baha dika pseida the gadol. So according to Rashi, it's a geshmak. But by the keli, when you're giving each one 100, you have to break one of the kelim. So it's a pseida. So maybe ein moedor abeisi the whole thing you maybe heimunach because you don't want to break the keli. If the other Rishonim learned to sell it, you have to say also, I'm actually selling the Keli. He likes his Keli. It has a value to him. But Lamaisa is saying, so maybe they'll be made to Rabbi Yossi. And still, he's saying, no, you give it to 100. V'yitabahav, just had the second case of Keli, v'hal kamar Rabbi Yossi. Dear Rabbi Yossi says, yehi munach, because you don't want to ruin it. Avahach, yehi moed rabbanon, maybe here will be moed rabbanon by the case of money. Tzricha, they even know both cases. Break the Gemara, the obvious question, Rav Yosi is not because of sentimental value that you don't want to break it, is that why? Rav Yosi said because they gave my hefzer to Ramai. By the time Rav Yosi became hefzer to Ramai, and that applies in any case, say Keli, say money, it's all the same thing, that we want the Ramai to lose. So he says, you're right, it's not Rav Yosi. I'll tell Vayul or Abonan Tzvich, Loizu Av Zuktani. I'm bad if the first case would have been Kalim, then you would have known for sure by money. Madak by Kalim, the Abonan say, give each one a money, even though it's a Pseida, so for sure by money, you give each one a money. But the first case was not the case of Keli. The first case was a case of Mana. Therefore, the second case is a bigger Chiddush. I'll read you Rashi. The Rabbanon Itzrich Lashvina Milsa the Rabbanon Tanilu Tavau. Because to teach the Rabbanon, you say both cases. Vitona Kalim Bereisha Hakanami Lo Itzrich Sula Misni Mayitz. If you said first Kalim, you wouldn't need Mayitz. But the Hashto Tani Mayitz Bereisha Tani kehel meima loyzu bavad. The lekap say the shviras keli. Avzu the lekap say the godly minochi. Even this that the say the godly still say this halacha that you give each one 100.